time you go into the court atmosphere, which is the environs where a hearing, a trial will take place, you've got to act in a gravitas manner. Gravitas was the Romans' word for a serious demeanor. You don't have to look as though you're attending a funeral, and you can only need to show a polite interest, but don't let the trier of fact, the trier of law, see you clowning around, distracted. You want to be interested in what's going on, but not obsessed. It's important that you, well, remember, it's not a crime to be poor, only to dress poorly. You can look clean and respectable. Please wear leather shoes and put a halfway decent shine on them for men. For women, low heels, if not flats. Remember your colors. Blue is for sincerity and truth. Black, leave it for funerals. Stay away from your loud, flashy colors. Trying to convince yourself that you're a person who deserves due process, which is all that our system of laws can guarantee you. We can't guarantee you the verdict you want, or even what you feel you could live with. We can make you feel that it's preferable to solving it out on the street, which is basically what a legal system intends to do. To persuade yourself that you are decent and worthy turns out to be a trick these days. People used to concern themselves with being worthwhile, a good person. Not so much anymore. For Christianity, you've got the Ten Commandments and the New Testament, which simply says you're sufficiently worth saving that God was willing to give up himself so that you'd feel worthwhile. I know that Buddhism has the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path to achieve it. Just make sure you use some software so that you can honestly feel some degree of noble self-love, which is what Plato called it. You have to actually feel that you're worthy of a decent result. There's a saying in the courthouse, at some point the jury has to like you as the lawyer, as the advocate. Usually it's not that hard to win a court the judge's approval. Just try to act with a modicum of good manners and civility. Save it until you're out of the court environs. But even then, I'd wait until you get home rather than do it in a bar. That might apply across the board, whether you're involved in something or not. It comes under the heading of living a life of quiet dignity. I know that I've always found it easier to be a little loud, so there is room for personal choice.